Mason, I have a feeling you're going to sleep well tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep very well. I can hardly walk right now, and yeah, I'm exhausted, but it was all worth it.
Guide us through the end of regulation. They hit that prayer. Then you're able to get a big shot as well to force another overtime. But guide us through overtime. What were you thinking as you went through each one?
Yeah, well, first off, with 3 seconds left in regulation, you never think that you have a game won until it's over, but we were about as close as it could get. And then, of course, a kid hits a college three-pointer and banks it in. And so we just went back to the bench, knew that we had 4 minutes to work hard and do it for each other. And we went out there. We were down three with, I don't know, probably 12 seconds left. And coach drew up a play to me in the corner, and they switched it, so it didn't really work. And then the ball, I think, kind of got on the ground, and credit to Preston, he just fought for it. That man's just, he battles down there, and then he just tossed it up to me, and I let it go. And in the air, I was hoping it was going to go in, and it looked good, and then it went in. So,
did you know it was going in when you let it go?
It felt good. I thought it had a good chance.
Let's fast forward to triple overtime, and you were able to build that lead by 6 points and then up to eight. And how big was that, just to get that lead to have a little breathing room?
Yeah, that was huge. We knew if we just got a couple defensive stops that we'd, be in a good position to win the game. And credit to Stoltman and Derek, Preston, all made big free throws down the stretch, and we knew that big games like this, that's what it was going to come down to.
After Stoltman hit those free throws to give you that 9-point lead, was that the longest 17 seconds of your life?
Yes, it was very long. I just tried to go around to the boys and say, we can't celebrate yet. There's still 17 seconds, and we knew that team was capable of anything with the basketball players that they had.
What was it like in the locker room after celebrating?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we were just jumping around all excited and just glad we get to move on to the next one.
What does it feel like going to the state championship game?
Man, it's a dream. Beginning of the season, that's what everybody's goal is, and only two teams get there, so it's a pleasure to be one of them. I'm just thankful.
Well, congratulations, Mason. A heck of a ball game, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Mason Nowoski. We thank him for joining us here in the post-game show. Now we're